epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I thought it was Bush League last night, bottom of the 10th inning. He's on second base doing some sort of conga line kick dance to act like he's stealing signs. Or I just think that's not, like, I don't think that's gamesmanship. I think it's Bush. I thought what he did last night was Bush. And I was a little mad at Stephen Vogt for playing into it and having Nick Enright balk him over to third base, which was pretty much a giveaway that you were going to give up a run in that situation.
I mean, when you give him third base, then it justifies everything that McNeil did. It justifies being hokey. He got from second to third. He was able to get in Nick Enright's head enough to where the point where they're like, all right, I don't want to deal with checking this runner and keeping him honest. Just send him over to third.
So to me, this is a baseball issue because I've actually seen this quite a few times this year. And managers are making the decisions that Vogt is making.
And we saw him do it in the Astros game.
We're going to kick him over to third base.
And listen, I hated it at the time when he did it, too. I hated it. And listen, I thought Matt brought up a good point of, like, if the ball gets past the catcher, then all of a sudden the runner scores. I always thought of it more from just a base hit up the middle. A base hit up the middle, you're going to have, say, you're scoring from third. It's not even a debate. It's an actual question mark whether or not you score on, let's say, Stephen Kwan, if you hit it to left field. That's a question mark. Like, that's not a guarantee that you score on that play.
Yeah, but I think, given that it was, like, Jeff got free base already, starting the inning at second base, to then basically teams being able to turn this into, because to me, it's a baseball problem. It's not a Jeff. I mean, I would handle this on the Jeff McNeil level tonight. We'll talk about in a second. This is a baseball problem.
All right.
You're already cooking the books and making it impossible for relievers, which I'm okay with in the interest of time, by putting a free runner at second base. You're already making it really hard on them to then have some guy do some sort of slap ass dance out there. I think it's antithetical to what baseball is. To me, this is the hidden ball trick in the glove.
Okay.
And a guy takes the foot off first base and you tag him out. I think this belongs with the Savannah Bananas. I don't think it belongs in baseball. And the problem is, because it is happening more often than not, it's a baseball problem, and Manfred and his goons should be all over this.
So I do love the idea.
I don't
idea.
Think it looks good at all. I think it looks crap late in the game to see this kind of stuff helping decide games.
I just don't like that Vogt is now conceded to it, and so now everyone moving forward in the 10th inning, runner on second, they're just going to do this dance out here.
Oh, no.
Like, there's no surprise coming, and then he's giving it up to third. Like, part of why, and this is why I agree with you, part of why I hate the runner on second to start off the 10th inning, and like, I love the idea behind, let's speed these games up, let's get this thing going, I like that, but it's the idea that you're not actually beating the pitchers in any sort of way. Deep fly ball to right field moves him from second to third. Deep fly ball to right field moves him from third to home. There's nothing as a batter or as an offense you did that was great in that inning to then score the run. That's the part I don't like.
Well, and I think specific to that, if they had lost that game, I think people would have been more outraged about this, but because they won it, everybody just kind of forgot about it. I can't get that ass clown dancing at second base out of my head. I tried going back and seeing the video. Nobody took the video. I shouldn't say nobody. There was like one person that had the video, and they cut it off at a stupid time. I was going to retweet it.
I got it right here if you want it. It's not like...
I don't know that I need to see it because I might get even more pissed off in real time.
I'm going to play it in front of me just so I can see the actual dancing.
You can see the spiciness.
I want to see the dancing. Okay, so I'm seeing where he just gets sent over. So the breakdown in the game recap, they have it starting after the first step off, and they go to the second step off, so you don't actually see him dancing like he's like a jester.
I think that's a point. I think they're doing that.
You do see Arias do a little glove slap thing that's really interesting, though, as if, like, good job, Enright. Way to step off that third time.
I'll say this right now. This should be treated as a reverse balk. I've never said anything like this previously, but, like, if you're so upset about the Houston Astros stealing signs in 2017 that guys lost their careers, Jeff Luhnow still isn't back in baseball, multiple teams lost their managers. Remember, Carlos Beltran never managed a game for the Mets and got fired.
I mean, AJ Hinch would be in Houston still if that didn't go down that way.
The idea that baseball is now turning a blind eye because it's not just a last night problem. I've seen this a lot late in games where a guy's being gifted second base and this crap happens, you should be automatically out if you're playing this game. I initially thought you should be, to me it's like pitcher's interference. This isn't like a ooh funny kind of game. No, it's Bush League. It's crap. And honestly, how I would handle it, and they're not going to do it because this is not who they are.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As an organization, if the Guardians were an old school organization, if Jeff McNeil was in the lineup tonight, he'd wear one in his right ass cheek.
Okay, but until the rules are fixed, you can agree that Jeff McNeil was in the right to do that.
No.
You might think it's Bush, but he got what he wanted accomplished out of it. He went from second to third. He got an Enright's head in the moment, and that was really all he was going for.
No, because here's the thing. Players like Jeff, and Jeff's a little bit older. I think Jeff's in his 30s now. Jeff's also probably one of those first guys to talk about the unwritten rules of baseball. This wasn't gamesmanship. This was the opposite of gamesmanship.
I mean, I bet the Mets knew in many ways. They knew what happened with the Astros game. They knew that Vogt was one of these managers that are giving the free base out. All you got to do is disrupt just a little bit, and he took advantage of it.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't make it.
That was a heads up baseball play.
And like the integrity of the game, like taking advantage of a loophole doesn't make it right. Now, baseball, this is where it's on baseball. You have to close the loophole. That was crap. It pissed me off last night. It pisses me off talking about it now.
So let me ask you, how do you close the loophole is what I want to know. Because as long as you have a runner on second, and as long as you have the pitch com and everything set up the way it is, it's going to be really hard to be like, all right, they're not stealing signs right now.
It's like flopping in the NBA. It is blatant when guys flop in the NBA. Remember when the NBA went on that like year-long, technical for the flopping? Him doing the kick line thing.
Well, that was just to him draw attention to it and make it obvious. But you can still steal pitches and not make it obvious.
No, but see, this
for all of baseball, they've just been tapping their leg, left side or right side, and stealing pitches.
Yes, this goes back to the Astros thing. If you're going to do it, don't be an ass clown about it. If you're going to do it subtly. And by the way, he wasn't stealing pitches last night. He wasn't.
No, he was just trying to draw attention.
Yes, and that to me, that's flopping. So get his ass off second base. Cool, you're out now. And honestly, I wouldn't hate if they didn't play the next game either.
I mean, I wonder if Vogt's is going to live with enough paranoia anyway, even if you fix the rules about making it obvious. If he's just that paranoid that people are stealing signs that'll give a free base out, you can fix the rules. He still might just give you third. It's wild to me that he's so cavalier about just giving up a base the way that he is.
I mean, in fairness, Steven is grossly overmanaging over the last eight weeks in a way that is just maddening. And like, if you called out about last night, well, where were you 4 weeks ago when he was doing it? But to me, I at least understand Steven's reaction to it, because it shouldn't be on the manager. And by the way, it shouldn't be there for the players to just willy-nilly make their decision, or the opposing manager to go, hey, I think we can get a free base out of that. That is it. They talk, these clowns in baseball. I'm pissed off about this. I don't know if you can tell. These clowns in baseball talk all the time about integrity of the game. And, oh, hey, I can't have my closer and my number two starter ever again because of the integrity of the baseball. Okay, where's the integrity with that jackass dancing around at second base trying to induce some sort of distraction? Anybody else? If 20 years ago, you would wear one on your right ass cheek. And that's honestly where we should be in this game.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. If this was 20 years ago, McNeil would be feeling
it should be now, but everybody
wants. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Oh, listen. Actually, 20 years ago, you wear one in the right ear hole, which is something I would never say you should do.
30 years ago, Enright gets off the mound and says, I'm beating cancer right now. You don't stand a chance, buddy. And then McNeil takes one.
Jeff McNeil forces the Guardians to balk him to third last night. He came around, I believe, on the very next pitch. Can I get you behind the idea that this should be akin to flopping, and this is poor sportsmanship by the Mets, and it should be treated as an out? I think it's a failure on everybody's level. I think Jeff McNeil's a clown. I think Vote playing into it is very problematic.
Okay, good. I'm glad you can admit that part, because I don't love
to stop it.
I don't love that Vote. This is the second time this has happened, and I don't know. I take it in a serious way. Now, it was a 7-5 game. If it was a 7-6 game, I bet we'd be more up in arms about him just kind of letting it happen, kind of like in that Astros game. So he had a little bit more flexibility, but it's just, to me, giving the guy the free base because he danced around at second base is just dumb.
A great NFL quarterback admits something I don't know you're going to want him to admit in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.